to put some distance between your opportunities to hear those things, and having heard them, you know who he is. You know, the more someone screams in struggle about not liking where they are, the more they're launching into their vibrational escrow what they're wanting. So you have to begin fixating on who this is and how this person really feels. You have to make your ability to see where he is going more vivid than your ability to see where he is. That's the answer to all things. You cannot continue to see what is and move to where you want to be. And it takes some discipline. We said the other day, some people will say, well, he may accuse you of abandoning him if you're not there wallowing in his sorrow. And we say, no one could accuse you of abandoning someone when you are fixated upon the success that they are seeking. And when you get fixated upon it to the point that you know it, you see, the only reason you're hurting is because when you see that, you don't know it. When you see this, you know it. So you can't uplift someone from a place of doubt. You can only uplift from a place of knowing. So you just want to practice that. You want to practice it and practice it and practice it and practice it. And the way you practice it is by getting a piece of it and talking about it until you feel better. And then getting another piece of it and talking about it until you feel a little better. Not fixing the whole thing all at once. Just talking about it till you feel a little better and talking about it till you feel a little better and talking about it till you feel a little better. And before you know it, you're stable. You're feeling strong and good. And when you are holding someone else as your object of attention, looking right at them in their vibrational, in the vibrational escrow, seeing them as you know they are and radiating it with every energetic fiber of your being, what happens is, just like our friend said as we began, the vortex moves faster. You shine the spotlight of concentration upon it. And anytime he gets anywhere near the vicinity of it, he's going to be drawn into it, and he'll feel the eagerness for life for just a moment. You see what upliftment is? But if you don't get that vortex going, if you don't get it swirling, if you don't stay there, as long as you're spinning all over the place, then he can join you anywhere over there in those darker places. But when you hold yourself only consistently here, can you imagine the power of your influence when you get that going? When he's sleeping, he'll come there. When he's meditating, he'll come there. In the moments that he's appreciating something accidentally, he'll come there. In other words, when you get that vibration going, you are an uplifter, and they've got to come. They've got to come. In the same way, hear this. We know we're out of time, but we'll say this very quickly. Hear this. In the same way that when you withdraw your attention from physical, you will be swept into the pure positive energy of well-being, it is possible to get such a vortex of well-being spinning around you that you can sweep them in against their will, so to speak, against their disconnected will. They'll come, they'll come, they'll come. Have you ever had someone believe in you? Didn't you just rise in a whole new way? Have you ever had someone not believe in you and what they thought was important to you? Doesn't it just drag you into a place where you can hardly even stand yourself or them? You must believe in those that you want to feel better. You have to. And don't let their temporary disconnection from who they are be important to you. It doesn't mean diddly squat. Good time for a segment of reflection.